were full of suffering, were redeemed by Jesus. By the way he lived and the way he died in paying the ultimate sacrifice. No person mentioned in the Old Testament or New Testament could have imagined how history would one day come together and finally make sense at the cross. The cross is the ultimate reminder that Jesus is exactly what we all need all the time. In Jesus, we find the love that changes everything we have ever known. Without Jesus, there is only darkness. There's no light or peace. Without Jesus, there is no hope, grace, forgiveness, unconditional love, or direction for our lives. Without Jesus, there is no perfect story of God's promises fulfilled. Without Jesus, there would be no communion, a celebration we get to share in together every week. The Lord's Supper should be treated as a celebration because it reminds us of Jesus' love for each one of us. Taking communion should never become mechanical or ritualistic. It should never become so common that we ignore or forget the significance of what it commemorates. Every time we participate in communion, we take a step of obedience and live out the command in Scripture to proclaim the good news until he comes. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16 says this, "Therefore, let us confidently approach the throne of grace to receive mercy and find grace whenever we need help." We now come confidently to God's throne to receive the blessing of Jesus' sacrifice, which God knew we needed thousands of years before we were born. That's something we can't fathom because it speaks of God's power, wisdom, and truth. We remember Jesus' incredible sacrifice that enables us to know a life filled with joy, peace, and so much more. Let's recognize how Jesus fits at the center of God's story as we thank him for his sacrifice on the cross. Let's pray. Our Father and great God in heaven, we come now remembering your Son for what he did for us and understanding that it's only through him that we can have eternal life. It's only through him that our sins can be forgiven. It's only through him that we can even speak to you now. Thank you, Father, for your willingness to send him as that sacrifice and his willingness to come and give his life. Nobody took it. He laid it down. We thank you for that, Father. Help us to remember him now as we proclaim his death until he returns, as we let the world around us know that Jesus Christ is the center of our lives. Help us now to celebrate his life, the death he sacrificed for us, and his resurrection, Father, showing power over death, that we too could have that power through him. It's all about Jesus, Father. Thank you so very much for him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen.